Meine sehr verehrten Hörerinnen und Hörer, ich glaube, Lutz Templin hat mit dem Auftrag...
Tape recorders were actually developed in Germany and were used by German broadcasters throughout World War II. It wasn't until just after the war that San Francisco native Jack Mullen heard the so-called magnetophone while in the Signal Corps. He was so impressed with the sound quality that he took two machines apart and sent them home in pieces. He reassembled the machines when he got back and demonstrated them to fellow engineers in San Francisco, including some from Ampex, which was then building small motors for the Navy. With Mullen's help, Ampex engineers adapted the technology to build the first commercially viable tape recorder in the U.S., the Ampex Model 200. The impact was immediate.
Red, the record you made with five guys?
Brunswick wasn't going then. It was true. We're making billiard tables.
They quit on 30.
One of the earliest adopters of the new technology was Bing Crosby. In fact, the singer was also an early investor.
I warned you. Big deal.
Broadway show Inside USA, which features Bee Lilly, Jack Haley, and hundreds of other talented people, here's the ballad, Haunted Heart.
In the night, though we're apart.
Crosby hated the rigors of live broadcasting and had been looking for ways to pre-record his radio shows for several years. Acting head of Stanford's Archive of Recorded Sound, Richard Kaprowski, says taping the shows was a fundamental change from the way Crosby and all other radio performers were used to working.
You did a radio broadcast, you did it live, and there was no chance to make mistakes. It's a very tense situation for that half hour or an hour that you were on the air. And every time you're up, you know, and especially for a singer, you have no way of knowing whether the voice is going to be there. And he had to do it twice in one evening.
The new medium allowed Crosby to relax and have fun during the shows. Any mistakes could be fixed in the editing booth.
It's a new song. It was very pretty, and I wanted to do it, and I just didn't get a chance to learn it.
The entertainment industry rushed to adopt the new medium, and Ampex was at the center of that audio tape revolution. A decade later, Ampex repeated its success by developing and introducing the first practical videotape recorder. Virtually none of those first videotapes still exist, but as the audio recorder revolutionized radio, the video recorder revolutionized television. After more than a decade in storage, a huge collection of artifacts from that revolution have finally found a home at the Stanford Library. Henry Lowood is curator of the university's History of Science and Technology collections. He says the Ampex collection represents an important chapter in the Valley's technological past, and not just because of the technology that was developed.
Ampex was an incubator before anybody talked about incubators. People like Steve Jobs, Larry Ellison, Nolan Bushnell, many others went on to found other companies. It came from Ampex initially, so it was a very significant company.
Ampex continued to ride the wave of audio and video tape well into the 1980s, until the digital revolution began to overshadow the technological innovations the firm helped establish. Ironically, in the internet and digital age, those innovations are now very nearly ancient history, relics of a bygone era to be sifted through and pondered by Stanford archivists and scholars.
Too late now to forget and go on to some...
From the South Bay Bureau, I'm Peter John Schuller, KQED Radio News.
Too late now to forget your voice, the way one word makes my heart rejoice. Too late now to imagine myself away from you.